Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we are going into our new year, into our future, and we're going in with positiveness, with the Word of God, with the fact that God promised us a great future, our hope and expectant end. We're not looking to the world to supply for us the things that God only can He give. We're looking at God and the things that He said, and we're going to speak the Word of God over our life, and we're going to proclaim, prophesy, and decree into our future. By the end of this meeting, or the end of this word that we're getting over the next couple of days, we're going to make prophetic declarations over each and every one of you. So don't miss out, because this is going to be spoken over you for the rest of your year, and we're going to have a great year. God bless you as you pick it up again.
God wants you to have a year of abundance in every area of your life. Your children, that's one of the most vital things for me and my wife, is to see our children prosper and be healthy and be full of joy and get the right person to marry and all those wonderful things. So when He talks abundance, He's talking about your kids. He's talking about your health. He's talking about peace in your life. He's talking about going to bed at night, putting your head down and actually sleeping without taking a whole lot of gurgles. Really? I'm serious. All right, so what you believe going into this new year, listen to me carefully. What you believe going into this new year, you're downloading into your future. Make sure you're believing the Word of God over all the other stuff out there. See, you can download right into your future. You're loading it now. Listen to me. And some of you are loading for loader bar. That's where there's not enough. You can't get by. You're in trouble. Don't load for loader bar. Load for the higher bar. Load for what God's promised. The plumb line is with God. Are you with what I'm saying? So as you go into the new year, look, He says, as you think in your heart, Proverbs 23:7, as you think in your heart, that's what you're going to live. So you've got to get your heart right now. And you've got to go into the new year with an expectation, an illumination. You've got to see it. You've got to believe it. Forget the COVID. Forget the economy. Forget the inflation. We worry about inflation. We worry about who's going to win the House in 2022. We worried about who's going to be there in 2024. Who's going to win it? Maybe the Grinch. Maybe the Grinch wins it. What are you going to do if the Grinch wins it? And he cancels Christmas. You can't say Christmas. You have to say Happy Holiday. What are you going to do if the Grinch wins Christmas? And what happens if SpongeBob wins it? Or Patrick, we're in trouble. No, but seriously. What happens if someone like the Grinch wins the White House? What are you? The Bible says pray for the leaders. You behave. No, seriously, what are you going to do if you get someone like just totally destroying everything? Are we going to fall apart? Is it going to destroy my year? Your decision destroying my life? No, 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 ain't going to happen. God's got His hand on my life. I'm in the palm of His hands. No matter what comes, hell or high water, I am coming across. I'm coming out better. I'm going to come out smelling better. Even though I might be in the fire, I won't even smell of the smoke when I come out. Why? Because I've got the fourth man in the fire with me. Come on. Sweet Jesus. God wants to do supernatural things in your life this year. How do I know that? Because He said so. You can do all things through Christ, and what Christ did, you'll do also. Well, that's pretty supernatural, isn't it? So God wants to do the supernatural in each and every one of our lives. You watching at home as well, God can do the supernatural through each and every body that is a born-again child of His. And He wants to do the supernatural. He wants, you know, if we go and raise someone from the dead, just make sure you don't say, woo, got a prayer cloth, yeah, you want to buy it? Don't get into that. Give the glory to God. God's got to get the glory. If you heal someone's pinky, give the glory to God. And then God will pour the supernatural on you in your life, and you just give Him glory. You give glory to Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Amen. So you know why? He's going to do the supernatural in you because He wants you to be an example of His goodness. God wants you to be an example of His goodness. Why? Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whoever believes in Him wouldn't die, but have life eternal. That's what He wants. So when people see the goodness of God in our lives, laying hands on the sick, recovering, laying hands on the marriage, recovering, laying hands on the children, getting saved, laying hands, whatever we're doing, we're demonstrating the goodness of God. People get attracted to goodness. Isn't that true? Amen. So what you've got to do is start declaring that this year is going to be your best year yet. You've got to go into this year with that. Not thinking and looking in your rearview mirror. You can't drive forward looking in the mirror. You have to drive forward looking forward. You've got to get a vision of 2024. By the end of 2024, a rejoicing of what God's done in your life and through you. And as you bless other people, God's blessing your life. That's how it works. You didn't ask for money. You asked me to be a blessing to other people. Help me to be more loving, gentle, and kind. Help me to have more empathy for people. So when that happens, right, God just pours on the blessings on your life as well. You get the spillage. You get the overflow. My cup runneth over. Did David not say, my cup runneth over? Well, did it in his case? Yes, it did. Can you say amen? And continue. Now listen. Continue decreeing and declaring throughout the year. Don't start now because we're telling you to. And you stick something on your mirror. And you stick something on at home. Declare it through the whole year. You've got to keep it coming out of your mouth. Amen. Revelation 22. Look at this 13. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The Passion says, I am the Aleph and the Tav. That's in Greek. The first and the last, the beginning and the completion. He is the completion. Then it says it in Spanish. Now I want you to notice one thing about God. Remember the Alpha and the Omega. In the beginning, God. Genesis 1:1. Very first scripture. In the beginning, God. So God is in the beginning. In the end, Revelation 22, God. It starts with Him. It ends with Him. He's got all the power in between. He's got all the goods you need. He's already put it in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:3. And He said it's available to you. You can take it. It's yours for the asking. Can you say amen? So God starts a thing and God finishes a thing. Genesis, Revelation. First book, last book. First chapter, first verse. Last chapter, 22, second last verse. Oh, it's coincidental, Pastor. Yeah, you're right. Everything's a coincidence. No, it's not. God knows what He's doing. Can you say amen? And so start with God first. Start this new year with God. You're here today. If you're not here and you're watching by way of the internet, start with God. You know, we can do it throughout this week and the first month, I believe. Start with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Seek ye first all of that. And God will make sure everything else comes on you. That's what He said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things that you have need of, all them, peace, sleep, children saved, money, healing, health, joy, wisdom, knowledge, direction, all those things, God says, when you seek Me, I will put them on you. I don't have to seek things. I seek Him. So we've got to go into this new year. I'm speaking to the Spanish-speaking people as well as the English and Afrikaans and anyone else in between. You've got to put God first, especially this first month. The first fruit's holy. The whole lump will be holy. If you put Him first, do it His way first, the rest of your year, the next 11 months, will be holy and saturated with what you've decreed and declared. So you've got to stop thinking about how bad it was last year. You've got to stop thinking about what you're bringing into the new year. Remember the thing, we're going to put it up on the screen again. No baggage. Everyone say, no baggage. I'm free. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Remember, God is the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He has the first word, He'll have the last word. And if God said, you can, guess what? And if God said, you have, guess what? And if God said, you are, then guess what? I don't want to argue with it about you, argue with you about it. It's just that simple. If God said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or you don't, it's settled. Will the unbelief of a person nullify the word of God? God forbid, Paul says, never in a million years. You can't stop the word of God. Can you say amen? So what you got to do this year is trust and acknowledge Him. Don't look to yourself or the world for answers. You can write these down. Trust and acknowledge Him. Don't look to yourself or the world for answers. And believe that He is directing your footsteps. That's it. Trust and acknowledge. Don't look to yourself or the world for answers. And then believe that your steps are ordered of the Lord. I've got scripture for all of that. Now, these prayer cloths, if you want to get my wife, tell her we've got another minute and she needs to come down and join me. These prayer cloths that have been in my pocket, I'm just doing what the Word of God says. These prayer cloths, we're going to pray anointing over them. And when you take them and you believe the Word of God, I believe these prayer cloths will produce something spectacular in your life. Amen. Acts 9:11. Watch, you're going to get my wife. 19:11. Laura, Acts 19:11, please. Now watch here. Meanwhile, God did amazing miracles through Paul. People would take a handkerchief or article of clothing that had touched Paul's skin and bring it to their sick friends or relatives, and the patients would be cured of their diseases or released from the evil spirits that oppressed them. Can you see that that is scriptural? And other places as well. Amen? Hallelujah. So we want to pray over you. Start the new year off with the right precedent. And we want to give you an anointed prayer cloth to take with you. How many of you received the word today? How many of you are going to go into your new year with an expectation of peace, joy, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, harmony, financial blessing, children serving God, husband, wife serving God, children getting saved, grandchildren getting saved, great-grandchildren getting protected? How many of you can believe God for that? Can I have a microphone, sir? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everyone say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio